Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The Tar Heels look different and with better results. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. UNC tipped off the season Monday night with a lineup that was three-fifths new, but played unlike last year, which we're all trying to forget. After one game, it appears to be a better shooting and tougher defensive team, especially an intense and decisive second-half stretch. Carolina's eventual 16-point win over athletic and well-coached Radford featured returning seniors Amanda Bacart and R.J. Davis, who shot 16-for-30. As for the new teammates, we are thankful for names on backs of uniforms. The first half was a little worrisome, with Bacart grabbing 9 of the team's 13 rebounds. The first 5 three-pointers went in from Paxson Wojcik, Harrison Ingram, Davis, and 2 by Cormac Ryan. The Heels were up 8 after Ryan's first 3 ball and was bothering Radford with a switching defense. But while Carolina was missing its last 5 three-pointers of the half, the Highlanders went ahead behind 3 quick penetrating guards and stayed there for 7-plus minutes before a 5-to-1 run by Ryan, Ingram, and Davis got the lead back that had never lost and stretched out in the second half to win. Bacart, whom Radford refused to double for most of the game, started like a first-team All-American with his customary double-double of 25 and 13. The others got into the board battle in the second half, grabbing 20 of the total 24 rebounds. Yuba Davis's rotation is obviously a work in progress. The starters were the same as the exhibition game, Ingram, Ryan, Wojcik joining AB and RJ. Freshman Zayden High was the first front court sub, but wound up seeing only 8 minutes, probably due to the flexible Ingram playing both the 4 and 3 spots. Elliot Cadeau was the first guard sub, as we expected, and played about the same minutes as starter Wojcik. Jalen Washington subbed in for Bacart, sharing the 5 spot all night. Cadeau led the team in assists, as expected, with 6 that were twice as many as anyone else, in a share-the-ball game that produced 18 assists on 32 made baskets, a far better ratio than 2022-23. The best defensive stretch helped boost the lead into double figures, behind pressure applied by Cadeau, Seth Trimble, and Jalen Withers. Of local interest, Caleb Love helped number 12 Arizona win its opener easily, with 12 points, 2 trays, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and no turnovers. Love will be back in the Tar Heel State Friday night when the Wildcats visit second-ranked Duke, which opened the season with a 38-point drubbing of Dartmouth. Love was last year's leading shot taker, if not maker. These new Tar Heels could coalesce into a style of play with which we are more familiar. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.